This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Jumping Jesus on a pogo stick. Welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and I know you do, head on over to gasdigital.com today and use that promo code ZAC14, ZAC14, for a 2-week free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows on the Gas Digital Network, the archives, the live chat, and early access to all the shows. This is going to be a great day. This is a bit of a mashup, ladies and gentlemen, because I am joined by Tony from Hack of the Movies.
Hi, Zach.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for being here. This should be really fun. This is a movie you suggested.
Yep.
I think we're going to have a ton of fun today. But before we do that, let's get plugs out of the way. What do you want people to check out?
Check out Hack the Movies on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. We talk about movies new and old inside a video store, a real video store. It's very real. Yeah, and then we also have like a Patreon where we do commentary tracks, bonus reviews. For example, this is a movie that I would probably make a bonus review, but instead I'm here doing it with you.
I appreciate it very much.
But yeah, Hack the Movies, just type that anywhere, you'll find me.
Absolutely. And guys, if you want to see me live and you're watching the show right now on Friday, I am in Philadelphia at the On the Line Comedy Club, the 28th through the 30th. And then after that, I should have dates soon to announce in West Virginia, Pittsburgh, and hopefully Dallas all coming up. And if you want to see me live, hit me up on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny, and I will get to a city near you. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, real quick, just want to talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our new friends at Capsulate. It's a powder that you can pour into your drink. You take it before and during drinking to prevent feeling awful the day after drinking. It's the most potent product they have out on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that is the cause of hangover symptoms, not dehydration. It comes in a portable little packet to take right to the bar or the club with you. All you got to do today is go to capsulate.com. That's CAPSULYTE.com. And you're going to use our promo code GAS for 30% off. One more time, guys. Promo code GAS for 30% off at capsulite.com. And those hangovers, buddy. Try it out. Hey, friends of the show, over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal, you guys like to get high, and so do I. So let's head on over to YoDelta.com today. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. They'll be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta has a great mix of not just gummies, not just vapes, but now they sent us pre-rolls that are awesome. Let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works. These products should be taken responsibly. All you got to do is go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off that order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Hey guys, real quick, one more sponsor to talk to you about, and that's our good friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, don't start on my account, but if you do Kratom, there's no reason to get it at bodegas or gas stations or smoke shops. Go to YoKratom.com today. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And we're back, guys. Today's movie, September the 18th, 1991. This is an Empire picture, so pre-full moon. This is called Arena. This is Tony's suggestion. I have not seen it. I'm very excited. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So without any further ado, and you know how the show works, movie screens Fridays at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. So however you consume your podcast, thank you so much. Leave a positive comment, review, share it with a friend, and thank you so much for supporting the show. Frank, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so Empire, I believe Empire did like Kickbox, not Kickbox. What's the Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Bloodsport.
Cyborg.
Oh, Cyborg. You say Kickboxer, yeah, and then you went to Cyborg. I'm like, well, Kickboxer, Bloodsport.
Well, because Cyborg actually was, they did reshoots on Cyborg because Kickboxer had come out.
Yeah.
And Bloodsport had come out, and they wanted to add more gore and fighting because Bloodsport was so popular.
Mm.
Albert Pyun said, I need a week of reshoots.
Yeah.
Shot out everybody in 4 days. And then, classic Albert Pyun, shot a completely new feature on the other 3 days without telling anyone that he was using their money to do it. Went to Cannes and sold it behind their backs so that he made double his money. And that's like the... one of a couple times Albert Pyun did that.
I heard some rumor that Cyborg started as a Master of the Universe sequel. I don't know if that's true at all.
What happened was they own, I think it was Canon, right?
Mm.
Owned the rights to Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
And I think they were going to do maybe a Spider-Man movie or something.
Yes, they were going to do Spider-Man.
And both got canned.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the sets and costumes... said, you have 2 weeks to make this a new movie, and that turned into Cyborg.
Real quick, so this is a movie about people, aliens and people fighting in an arena in space, and what better way to show you that than just showing the exterior of the spaceships where that's happening and hearing it instead of seeing a montage of it happening?
Yeah, well, it's much cheaper to infer what's happening.
But it's just spaceship footage. Like, trust us. A fight's going on in here. Just
yeah, something cool is happening that you can't see. And I would assume, as an Empire Pictures film, we are going to really pad out the runtime before we get to what's happening.
Pretty much, yeah. Although, it's been a minute since I've seen this. I've actually seen this a lot. But it's been like a few years now. There is a decent amount of monster fighting.
From what it seems like, from the way it's described and advertised, is it's sci-fi Bloodsport.
Yes, but like they actually put like thought into it. There are rules, and they have like, without spoiling too much, there is like a system to make it even.
Okay.
There's like a system that like depowers one, and so like, because you're like, how is he going to fight this grasshopper man who could kill him in a second? Like, oh, they actually put thought into it.
Yeah, kind of like the way King Kong, for no reason, gets bigger with electricity in King Kong vs. Godzilla.
Although I like in the new one, he has a glove that literally has electricity. I'm like, oh, they figured out a way to do it.
You know, that was originally supposed to be Frankenstein versus Godzilla.
Yes.
And the guy that sold King Kong versus Godzilla owned neither property. Sold it and then had to work backwards to figure out how to do it.
Look at that arena.
That looks great.
Yeah, I mean, the top half is stop motion. Bottom half is like real people. I forgot this movie's, like, streaming on real sites now. I'm used to watching, like, the horrible YouTube copy. Yeah. This actually looks really good. It's like I'm watching this for the first time.
Look, they figured out iPads before iPads.
Yeah. You see that, like, red and blue light on them? That's, like, the power level thing.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, yeah, and this is just the cantina scene from Star Wars.
It looks more like the bar scene from Star Trek III, Search for Spock.
Genesis? And I believe this takes a lot of plot from a Star Trek episode, The Gamesters of Triskelion from 1968.
Ooh.
Yes. Where's that
fire? I love, in the crowd, there's like some aliens are just people with things glued to their face, and others are just rubber masks that aren't animated at all.
Yeah. Very, very cantina scene.
He looks like, Horn looks like a cyber demon from like Doom. Mm-hmm. And this is like before that. I wonder. Boom.
This does seem fun to attend.
Yeah.
And could very well be, this could be a good movie now. Like, to make this now, could all, this could very much work.
Dude, and like, you wouldn't even need to update it too, but like, you saw like the effects in like Psycho Goreman and stuff. Like, get those guys to do this, it would be awesome. It wouldn't even be that pricey.
Kind of got a Running Man feel to it, too.
Yeah.
The most unfaithful novel adaptation of all time, Running Man. Could not have less to do with the book.
Well, I don't know. Lawnmower Man might give it a run for its money.
Yeah, you know what? That is also a completely different
film. That is an upcoming review on my channel, Lawnmower Man.
How's it going,
Spinner? We were talking about Carnosaur before we recorded. I don't know if you ever read the Carnosaur book.
No, I haven't.
Here's what it has in common with the movie. There are dinosaurs, and there's a chicken in the book. That's it. That's all the movie has to do with
We have talked about it on the show. It's a completely different.
Yeah.
It was like an old novel that they bought the rights to when they saw Jurassic Park coming out.
Yes.
And they just made a Jurassic Park-esque movie saying it was based on the novel.
And the guy who wrote the book, he wrote it because he heard there was going to be a dinosaur trend in Hollywood, and then it didn't happen for 8 years.
Yeah.
But man, these effects are great. Not so much this forearm guy, but like those guys look awesome.
Yeah. You would think with all this progress in technology, cooking would be easier.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have.
And they're still working on an open flame with blenders.
I like Ratman there. But see, you have like Ratman, then you have I have glitter on my face. Like, okay, I wouldn't have put those two aliens in the same shot. And now we're showing that they're cheating. It's rigged.
Yeah, like Drago.
Yeah.
Or every other professional fighter ever. They gave Brock Lesnar the old. They gave him the old Brock Lesnar.
You're not allowed to talk about Brock Lesnar anymore. He's being erased. Remember?
He'll be back in the game in a month.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Nobody gives a shit. What he talked shit to some lady that didn't show up. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Of all the people implicated in that one.
Whoa! And that was just an empty suit sped up.
Yep.
Oh, wait, look, there's some cardboard. There were some cardboard people in the back. If you're going to use. Yeah, that whole back row is just cardboard, like 2D people. If you're going to do that, that has to be a wide shot. You can't zoom up on the section with fake attendees.
Yeah, there's a miscommunication going on there. And listen, as someone has AD'd things and put the same extras in both sides of a reaction shot, I am well aware of the inconsistencies in film. Sometimes I do it as a joke to see how many times I can put the same person in different parts of a room.
This arena is giving me, No Holds Barred vibes. The arena at the end of No Holds Barred. With Rip. Rip him up. So she's like a manager for Robot Guy, but also she wants it outlawed. I guess maybe it's a commentary on like, wrestling and stuff getting more violent or something.
Yeah. Oh, they got Star Wars Blue Milk.
Ooh.
Ahead of the game.
Look, just because he's a human doesn't mean he can't kick alien ass. Poor Fishman.
Where I come from, we teach our kids manners.
Last time I saw a face like that, it had a hook in it.
You know, the double axe handle isn't used enough in street fights.
It really isn't.
It's got to be wildly ineffective.
I guess it looked cool on like old episodes of Star Trek when William Shatner. I guess enough people tried it in real life and like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah, saw that coming the second you stand in front of a window.
I like how all the fish have to wear fish scale jackets so you know they're fish.
Yeah.
How will we know that they are a fish? I like his Kramer hair.
Found out one thing, Shorty.
What? Oh, that is funny.
Not cut out to be a short order cook. Ooh, eyes.
I feel like he fell a lot further than that.
Yeah, it felt like way longer. Realistically, he would have hit the wall on the other side.
He's almost got like a Hobbit kind of thing going on too.
Yeah.
With the cloak and the ears.
He does look like Frodo. If Frodo had sex with Goro from Mortal Kombat, you would get this forearm mutant.
Gordo.
Dude. Gordo, yeah.
Frora. Yeah, Gordo. Gordo.
Shorty, that would suit me just fine.
How much do you think those apartments cost?
Star Station. I just want to go back to Earth.
Then I'll pay you back by helping you get
invalid entry. Please check with a cryptic.
What now?
What's wrong?
I said invalid entry.
Excuse me.
I like the computer being sassy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not just
hey,
repeat.
Stupid.
Yeah. It's not just like invalid. It's like, I said invalid. Don't do it again.
Fold it for what? You lost your job, and we never got the rest of your deposit.
He knew that quick. I like that his alien thing is just a scar.
Yeah. I don't think he's an alien. I think he's just a dude.
Where are we supposed to sleep now, huh?
Hold on. I drink some piss.
Come on.
So man.
So that's Space Mickey.
He's gonna wake up with four hands all over him. Oh, Space Mickey, I get it.
Yeah.
Try bypassing the ED system completely.
The erectile dysfunction right. system. They gotta fix it.
He can't stop getting hard.
Try it now. Nah, it ain't gonna work.
I got a battle bots vibe.
The L3 arm is totally shot. The inner
roster. So did he like... Was this just a fighting alien that needed enhancements? Or, like, did someone do that to him against his will? I don't know whether to feel... Because he's on the good guy's side, but I don't know whether to feel bad for him or not.
My assumption is the Darth Vader type thing, where they're just continually fixing injuries.
Yeah. What the hell is this lady from? She looks super familiar.
That is Claudia Christian.
I've got...
Best known from...
Is that the lady from Maniac Cop 2 and Babylon 5?
Yes.
Okay. Maniac Cop 2, that's the one.
Maniac Cop 2 starring former network member Bo Dietl, who refused to do this show and watch Maniac Cop 2.
Really?
Because he said he was not comfortable making fun of movies.
I'm very comfortable making fun of movies.
I mean, he's still working.
Yeah.
He shows up in anything where they need a cop.
Yeah. Maniac Cop 2, I was not prepared for that. I'm like, this is... I feel like they forgot the first one was a horror movie. And they're like, oh, what is it? The most insane action movie ever? Yeah, we'll do that. I'm like, wait, this is awesome.
There? I wouldn't want to put you out, Shorty. Hey, after what you did for me, operate, boom.
He kind of also reminds me of the guy from Quantum Leap.
Oh, Scott Bakula?
No. The
The computer dude.
Yeah. We show in the pre-stream, we always show the I'm retarded clip from, dude, that's like the second episode of Quantum Leap.
Really? They didn't Quantum even Leap. Work into
dude,
it.
Dude, that's like two or three episodes in. Like, they started hard.
Mm. I used to watch reruns of that all the time. I didn't get a chance to watch the new Quantum Leap. Am I missing out?
No. I started watching the old one to watch the new one, and I gave up on both pretty quick.
Jennifer Aniston was in an old episode, right?
I don't remember.
For some reason,
I
remember a Jennifer Aniston episode of Quantum Leap, and I don't know why.
I just watched Leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day with my wife. She'd never seen it.
Oh, I watch those all the time.
And I was thinking, because I have a few ideas for if they were to do a Leprechaun. Because I think they should do just a Leprechaun in the Hood 3.
Yeah.
in Mobile, Alabama, set during the viral video.
Oh, that would be great.
And have all those people be characters.
The good thing about Leprechaun, other than the newest one, Returns, mm-hmm. it's a different Leprechaun each time.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Like, even Back to the Hood is not a sequel to In the Hood. So you have so much... And they all have their own different rules and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much you could do with that series.
Yeah, all the lore changes constantly.
The first one, he says he's 600 years old. And then the second one, in the flashback, he's 1,000 years old. I interviewed the director of the second one, but I forgot to ask him that question.
But yeah, I think if they were to do another Leprechaun... Mm. Ooh, and really got a little bit of cache.
Yeah.
To have Jennifer Aniston be in the beginning and have it be that she had all the gold from the first one, changed her name to Jennifer Aniston and became a famous Hollywood actress. And the Leprechaun knows that and calls her out on it and kills her.
Zach, you're breaking continuity with Leprechaun Returns.
Yeah.
As a fan, I'm going to get very upset now. That'd be awesome.
When they kill Ozzy in the beginning, it's so sad.
That was pretty sad. I didn't think he was going to bite it, especially so early.
Yeah, poor fucking Finster baby comes back.
Man, this looks really good in HD.
Yeah. It's great set design, too.
Yeah.
Like, look at the amount of area they've covered.
Yeah. Very mechanical. Industrial. I like that humans are like on the bottom of the toting pole in the alien world. I like he met that former champion. He's just like a homeless dude now.
Nicer than my place already. Bigger. And this guy's like 3 feet tall. That's enraging.
I think my last apartment might have been bigger, but it didn't have heat. So if he has heat, he's got one up on me. Whoa!
Oh, the vocal effects on that are great.
Something funny, laughing boy. Get this. The fix is on already. Number 12 freezer cable. I pulled it. Skull and I got big plans, Shorty. Big plans.
For what?
What? What he says the fights, man.
These guys are acting their balls off.
Yeah. Harder than they have to. Maybe they thought it was going to be like a big theatrical movie. I think it was.
I mean, it looks great.
Yeah.
Big mistake. And you figure the pitch is... You know, we've got this genre of film that's killing it right now, which is these fight movies.
Yeah.
Rocky, Bloodsport, etc.
Like, Rocky's been doing good for 10 years at this point, or over 10 years, and then wrestling at this point is blowing up. Mm-hmm. We're, like, in the middle of Hulkamania around here, so...
And then you had the sci-fi Star Wars element.
Yeah. Maybe it was just too much. People weren't ready for it yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't on IMDb, but I'm finding an estimated $2 million budget.
Wow.
They got a lot out of that $2 million.
Also, you said 1991 in the beginning. It says 1989. Did maybe this sat on the shelf?
Yeah, it might have. Yeah. That might be theatrical debut and distribution.
I think it finished filming in 88 and wasn't released in the U.S. until 91.
Thank you. Never a good sign.
They should have put it out in 89. Like, we all would have been like, remember 89, Ghostbusters 2, Batman, Arena. It would be up there with all the greats.
Depending on what weekend it came out.
Yeah.
It might have got UHF'd.
Oh, which one came out during UHF? Was that
Batman.
Batman? Yeah.
Batman and UHF came out the same weekend.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
And both movies are going after, like, teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the... Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants both came out for the first two Nolan Batmans, because like all the women who don't want to see Batman are going to see this. Mm-hmm. UHF was fucked.
There's a lot of action so far. What are we, two or three fight scenes in?
Yeah, it was funny. You were like, oh, it's going to take a while before anything happens. Like, no, we're like...
We're three full fight scenes in.
We got, like, arena. We're getting off, like, outside of the arena fight scenes. It moves fast. It tells exposition in, like, a fun way.
Yeah, we don't have to be told this guy's a great fighter.
Yeah, we've seen it.
We're watching him kick ass.
And we're learning. We learned about the world while they're like walking through their everyday.
Yeah, the
like,
exposition
it's
walk
not, yeah, it's not like spoon feeding us everything.
Yeah, it wasn't like there was like title, like opening credits.
Yeah.
In the future, fighting is this.
Yeah, like I said, we did, what was it? I did another movie recently for another channel. The Guyver, which opens up with like an opening text, which I know was like added in post. To make it make sense. My favorite is the beginning of Zardoz, where Zardoz's head tells you everything about the world, and it's actually more... Like, they put that in to make it more coherent, and it's actually more confusing.
My favorite, there's a trauma movie that's, I think, top 10 funniest movies ever. It's called Fatty Drives the Bus.
Okay.
And it's really hard to explain, but an improv group made it in Chicago.
Okay.
And in the beginning, you're meeting all the characters, mm-hmm. and there's a wide shot of two of the characters, and they're about to take a bus to Chicago. And they literally explain the plot of the movie beginning to end. I mean, beat by beat, and the one goes, not stupid. And then you just watch that movie unfold over 2 hours.
Are they just guessing what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it not even, like, coded, like how Shaun of the Dead tells you the entire plot, but it's, like, subtle?
No, they just say the plot and then laugh at you because you're going to now sit through it.
Who in the hell is Fang?
He must be the tuna head from the stand.
Yeah, well, I was kind of counting on him.
For what?
Now, are those big earrings supposed to be their version of, like, the Princess Leia hair?
He's one of my
Probably.
Fighters. As a matter of fact, he was one of my best fighters.
She got a Curse the Alley feel to her.
She does. You know, like a Savick, like Kirstie Alley is Savick.
I mean, an earthling who can fight.
Look, I love Wrath of Khan, but you know what's real annoying about that movie? They're calling everyone Mister, like even the women,
because
that was like a nautical thing, where like the only true lady is the ship. But like, they never did it before or after that in Star Trek. It was like 1 year where Starfleet is like everyone goes by Mister, even the ladies. And I guess like after a year, they're like, we've gotten too many complaints. We're going back. It throws me off every time I watch that movie. Like, did he just call Kirstie Alley Mister? That was really mean.
Mrs. Sulu.
If it was reversed.
Oh, my.
My favorite is when they made Sulu gay in the last Star Trek movie, expecting George Takei to be totally cool with it, and he was just like, that wasn't Gene's vision. And they're like, oh, no, we did this to make you, so you'd say we would look good, and it didn't work.
I don't know.
I'm not good at impressions, but I can either do a word or a sentence.
Yeah.
And my George Takei is, they placed us in internment camps. Mike Lawrence has a great story.
The worst sentence.
Because that's what he's always talking about, how the Japanese are put in internment camps. That's like his big charity thing. Or his big, like, advocacy thing. So that's placed in internment camps.
But he's not trying to get people to forget about those allegations that came out a few years back?
Mike Lawrence, great comic. He has a hilarious story. He was doing a Comic-Con, and he was moderating George Takei's, his Q&A.
Yeah.
And he said George Takei's backstage with his husband. His husband is feeding him a banana, but by breaking off little pieces like you would feed a child, and putting it in his mouth. And then they go on stage. Somebody asks a question. Mike makes a joke, gets a huge laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the loudspeaker, you hear George Takei's husband go, Mike Lawrence to the back of the auditorium, please. Mike Lawrence to the back of the auditorium. And Mike goes, hey, what's up? Is there an emergency? He goes, it's a one-man show, honey. You're done. And they pulled Mike off the Q&A for getting a laugh.
Oh my god, sorry, I'm reacting to that, and then I see that on screen.
That's very, that looks like almost Beetlejuicy.
Yeah.
This is a fucking great production value.
Yeah. I can't believe they kicked that guy out just because he got a laugh.
Yeah.
What of an asshole. And it looks different than the last, like, yeah, club area. Yeah.
And now we're kind of realizing that there's these alien races because you got more rat people.
Mm-hmm. Also, we're now seeing the class system. This is really nice because now he took out Fish Guy, so now he has to, that guy's facial hair. Now he has to be the new fighter, which is kind of like Rocky when Apollo was supposed to fight a different guy who got hurt. Mm-hmm. So then Rocky came in. So, you know, it's derivative, but interesting enough.
Yeah, well, also, like, it's a combination of a lot of great things. There's something that they say, like, the best soft pitches for movies are this meets this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure this was Bloodsport meets Star Trek or Star Wars or whatever.
Now we got, like, a space casino. Which Rian Johnson ripped off for Last Jedi, I assume.
Yeah.
He watched Arena, and he's like, I'm going to rip off everything. If he ripped off Arena, that movie would have been way better. Would have been awesome.
I agree.
Excuse me, you're going to be here for a while.
As long as I'm on a winning streak.
I got to go. I'll be back.
I always wonder in movies like this if they have human genitals. Or if they're like some weird... Like, you get their pants off.
Yeah.
And it's like, saying, I don't know how to work that. I'm sorry. I mean, if that's not the Lando.
Or if she just lays eggs. She's like, okay, fertilize them. I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be sexier than that. She's like, well, that's what we do. I lay the eggs, you fertilize them.
Jerk off on my eggs. What are you doing here?
It is always funny, though, when you see these like sci-fi movies. Like, everyone looks like humans. And it's like, how many humans are out? How many species happened? Why are there there's only one type of fish person? But there's a million types of humans. They just have different makeup and hair. Simple effect, but effective.
That does look pretty cool.
I like that one guy. He's got like a Romulan helmet.
Yeah, the whose line is it anyway? Yeah. Hands through the... Hands under the hands is really funny. Yeah. All right, now we know what their money's called.
Kruger chips.
That's a cool. That is a cool effect.
Is the casino also rigged like the fights?
What a horrifying dude. He looks like Cabal.
He does. The thing is, I hate the rest of the outfit. The face is so cool. And the rest of the outfit sucks. Oh, man. I forgot how awesome those guards look. They look cool as shit. Look at that.
That's really scary.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I love old-timey lasers. When you can tell it's just an effect put directly on the film.
Yeah. You know what's nice? The new Dune movies?
Mm-hmm.
You only get to see the laser guns once in a while, but they are just a single beam of light. I'm like, wow, you don't really see that in a modern movie. It's just that single beam.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready mentally to get into Dune yet.
They're good. They're good.
It just seems like a big, I get intimidated by knowing I have to get into a new world.
Now the new movies do a good job of simplifying everything. Making it digestible. They made a lot of changes to make more digestible.
One of my film professors in college was a PA on Joe Dorowsky's Dune.
Oh, wow.
That didn't happen. You know, they abandoned. Yeah. And he had a bunch of cool working for Joe Dorowsky stories.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, how was it? He was like, fucking nuts. What do you think? That was mine.
I remember watching Holy Mountain when I was like in college, but I was like too young to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I watched him in high school.
Yeah, I remember hating it. But I want to like rewatch it now. I think I'd have more of an appreciation for it.
I saw El Topo first because the Marilyn Manson Man That You Fear video was El Topo.
We're now in a third club.
Yeah.
The third. It's not even like Seinfeld. They're eating at the diner again. Yeah. They actually went to three different locations.
Yeah, I think. What was the movie I just said this was the set from? Oh, yeah, it's Robot Jocks. Oh,
okay.
So I'm sure they just had a bunch of either warehouse stuff or they just kept it up and shot this.
Yeah, I think there's a point later where he's like sparring with a big alien and it looks like a gym and it kind of reminds me of the room where they had that weird obstacle course in Robot Jocks. I don't know if it's the same room.
Yeah, no, Empire would reuse a lot of costumes.
Yeah, it makes sense. I need to, we were talking about Carnosaur, like, I love Carnosaur 2, but, like, the one area, like, where they're doing all, like, the control room, I'm like, what movie was that from? Because it is not meant for this movie.
Yeah, and then by the end of the Carnosaur series, when they're just reusing the same depth, yeah. So far, Puppet Master does that as well.
Yeah, well, there was a movie called Raptor, which mm-hmm. was mostly just stock footage of the Carnosaur trilogy. Mm-hmm. Like, pretty much, they made a whole new movie out of stock footage. Which is a way to make a movie. It shouldn't, yeah. You shouldn't set out to do that, but. Hey,
no, we've done Grizzly 2 on this show, so.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the finished version, but I heard, like, the new footage stands out too much.
HD.
Yeah.
And most of it's a concert.
Really?
That has nothing to do with the movie. There's, wow. like, five songs in it.
Wow.
And then when they blow up the grizzly at the end, it's the shark blowing up in Jaws 2. So they blow up a bear and it turns into a shark for no reason.
That sounds pretty great.
This is cool.
This is cool. It looks more like the Star Wars holiday special holograms than it does the Star Wars holiday. Look at that fucking guy.
Yeah, he loves it.
Can that be a gift? I want to see that. I want to have that as like a GIF reaction. Next time Sydney Sweeney posts a picture of herself, I just want to have a GIF of that fish man going, blah! Just keep watching and don't
move. The rat people kind of remind me of the kangaroo people from Tank Girl.
Yeah. Tank Girl, that's a movie I would love to see, like, a director's cut of.
Dude, Ice-T was pretty good at choosing roles.
Yeah.
Like, he's in a bunch of good movies in a row.
Yeah.
Because he's in the Most Dangerous Game, Tank Girl, the John Lithgow, Denzel Washington movie, Ricochet.
Okay. He, and even, like, the movies that didn't do well, like Tank Girl or, wait, was it Ice Cube or Ice-T?
Ice-T.
He's in another one. I think it's called Judgment Day. It's not very good, but like it didn't hurt him at all.
Hi. We were talking about Albert Pyun. Ice-T is in his Urban trilogy, which were three movies. It was supposed to be one anthology film that they decided to turn into three movies. And, Ice-T does the wraparound on this one.
Yeah.
I think it's called like Urban Menace or something. But he hits the like tagline that's supposed to be the title of the movie, and it's not the title.
Oh.
So he's like, so I think it might be Urban Menace, and he goes, and that's why this is Urban Renewal.
I love when movies change titles. We did Darkness Falls a while back. Which, but like, it was originally called something else, and the town was called something. So the opening scene, there's like all these like things in the kid's room for the town's original name, and it's like it's not the name in the rest of the movie. Weasel, a little restraint.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the Thanksgiving horror movie that had a completely different name. And the title card, they don't even change. Fuck, it's the twin boys, then one goes into a mental hospital.
Blood...
Oath.
Blood... I don't know if it's Blood Oath.
No, it's not.
Oh, hold on. I have to look it up.
You know what I'm talking about,
though. Oh, 100%.
And they keep the original title in the opening of the movie.
pound book.
It's going to bother me if I don't.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Only worth 13,000.
I had to send a little dough back to Nebula.
Blood Rage.
Thank you.
Look, I'll get the money. Just give me a day.
That one's funny because I have a friend who puts movies out on VHS. Like, he redistributes them on VHS, and he made a Blood Rage one. And the movie's about twins. And at the event I was at, my sister brought my twin nieces. So I got, they're like one. I have a picture of them with a copy of Blood Rage. Like, wow, we have two sets of twins here.
I'm not worried. Yeah.
Weasel.
His name is Weasel.
Yeah,
E-Z-I-L. Yeah. Weasel, spelled
like Weasel Zappa without the D. God, the poor crew members that had to pull all these doors apart. Just standing there with fucking giant heavy doors on ropes.
I like his Art Deco sort of look.
Oh, I love the hands. That's hilarious. Oh, the poor guy that had to be his other set of hands. Well, had to bend over so far because he's so short.
Well, I like in some of the shots where he's walking, they're just like hanging and floppy. Yeah. Like they're not also moving. Male Earth Visitor. Male, or not a person.
Yeah.
Male Earth Visitor.
Those are some sexy pajamas.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's really dressed up for bedtime.
Makeup on. She got a full fucking outfit.
She has a matching robe for her leather pajamas.
Who is it?
Hold on. I didn't have time to put a full face of makeup on.
No, she already has a full face of makeup with her hair done.
You still looking for a fighter?
Some strong cheekbones.
I see you're five. I call you.
They really like doing the forearm thing.
They're really enjoying it, especially with the cards.
Read them and weep. Four Nova. Oh.
I like to think whoever came up with the idea, like when he heard Mortal Kombat was being made, he's like, "Don't worry, guys, I got Goro covered.
I'm on it."
And then he sees the animatronic. Oh, never mind. I'm not getting this job. It's fine. Just put a cape on Goro. The whole movie, I'll just stand behind him.
Both Goros in film have been pretty disappointing.
Yeah, like the newest movie. He looked cool in the newest movie.
He looked cool, but he lost right away.
And not even during the comp. I hate that new movie. The old movie makes... I did a whole video on how like the original movie technically makes no sense. Like, what are the rules of this tournament? Who's winning? Why is it Shang Tsung makes the deal? And he can challenge whoever he wants, and then he picks someone, and then Liu Kang goes no, and he honors it. It's like, well, no, he has the right to pick whoever he wants. But yeah, the new one was worse.
I think the introduction of the new character was just like one person too many, and then the fact that like people you wanted to see weren't in it. I did like the fact that they got their powers in a way.
Oh, there's the grasshopper.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Oh, I didn't like that power thing.
Oh, I like Jax getting his arms.
Oh, that was so sick. Your power is robot arms? My power is shooting rings. It's like, what?
My only hope was that that wasn't the real reptile. That was just somebody from Reptile's planet. Because I'm a reptile mark.
I assume they're doing the thing where it could just be any reptile. That's just what they look like.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Grasshopper scene.
I like that some aliens thing is just a unibrow.
Look how cool that fucking thing is, man. This looks like something that would have been in the MacGyver. Like the grasshopper Mark Hamill.
That's so cool, dude. Frank, could you look up who did the creature effects on this? Because that's awesome.
I'm getting, like, screaming Mad George Steve Lang vibes from
him. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking huge.
Mm. So how I found this movie, I think it was on Netflix years ago. That week, back when Netflix would put like weird movies on.
Back when Netflix took those weird choices.
Yeah, and I remember, I think like the image they had for it was this grasshopper man. I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this. But even then, I think it was like the 4:3 ratio. I don't think it was like the nice clean one. And this is a fun, like, first arena fight for him, because he goes against, like, the biggest goddamn thing they could find.
And it's sumo rules.
Yeah.
It is obvious that no human being can compete. That's what's being proven here tonight.
This being filmed in Italy, the lead on special effects is Renato Agostini. And he has done a ton of movies. He's done Equilibrium, Jumper, The Core, The Life Aquatic.
He's had a very long career.
Mm-hmm. That guy all the way on the right, that's just a dollar store monster mask on like a shiny jumpsuit. Yeah, I forgot this is like partially Italian, this production.
Well, they owned a bunch of shit, I think, over there. The Empire had like a lot of co-productions.
Yeah.
And then in Italy, the movies are government subsidized.
Yeah.
And Kathy Clark, the costume designer, has done not as many movies, but she has done Terminator 3, Cujo, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and Terror Vision that we've done here on the show.
Oh, very fun.
Oh, we're getting some stop motion.
Yeah.
But far away, so you can't really see how, like...
how bad the human one looks.
Yeah. I like stop motion, but there's a reason people stop using it. Like, when you linger on it too long... RoboCop 1, perfect stop motion. RoboCop 2, dwelled on that stop motion a little too long.
I would argue perfect stop motion is Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2 is good, yeah.
But it also fits the aesthetic of the movie.
Yeah. Like, I love robot jocks, but after a while, it's like, okay, now they're just starting to look like toys.
I keep, because in my video game head, I keep trying to look for what his vulnerable spot is. Like, what part of him, like, blinks red or something.
Yeah. Man, this would be a fun video game, too.
Well, it reminds me of, this is a very weird, I'm going to alienate people under a certain age. There was an alien boxing game for the Virtual Boy.
For the Virtual Boy?
I had the Virtual Boy. It is the most impractical system to play ever.
It's pretty terrible. I tried it once. I'm like,
you get a headache in 5 seconds. Yeah. And there's no, like, so it's goggles. Mm-hmm. You'd think they would have put a head strap on it.
Nope.
But instead, it's got legs. So you either have to put it on a table and put your head, like, at a 90-degree angle to your own body, or you have to lay on your tummy on the floor with your head completely up, which is not a healthy way to, like, sit.
Yeah.
And I remember the Virtual Boy, when you start playing any game, it says, please remember to take breaks every 15 minutes to prevent headaches. Imagine a game you can play for 15 minutes at a time. A system... you can play for 15 minutes.
I'm in the middle of a fight, but I gotta turn it off.
But I will say the Mario Tennis on it was excellent. And the Mario, it was like a 2D version of, what was it? What was the Mario Brothers where it was more throwing shells to solve puzzles?
I don't know. I remember hearing there was a Wario game that I heard was really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It had good concepts on it. And the boxing game was really good.
Yeah. But this would be a fun game.
That would be super fun, yeah. Especially in, like, a ready-to-rumble boxing type.
Yeah.
The first person.
You can tell they love doing this.
Yeah.
This Grasshopper Man, they're like, we're
this guy's great.
Getting as much footage of Grasshopper Man as possible.
And this is very Bloodsporty, slow motion.
Now, it's missing my favorite part of Bloodsport, the weird sitar music that sounds like a cat meowing. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Some people don't hear it, and they don't know what I'm talking about. I had to, like, do a compilation of my episode, because it drives me nuts every single time. Oh! There's his vulnerable points.
Yeah. My favorite part of Bloodsport is that the one African guy moves like a monkey. It's so racist. He literally comes out on all fours.
Yeah. We were debating. We're like, is this racist or is this just a wacky thing that is accidentally racist? You know what? In retrospect, it kind of made sense that his legs were the weak point.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't use them a lot, and they're totally exposed. He should just be punching his shins the whole time.
Ladies and gentlemen, never in my long and brilliant career have I seen such an astonishing debut. Such a display of guts, poise, and talent. Not only a rookie, but an Earthman. Now, could this be the contender that the humanoid races have awaited all these
years? He looks pretty good for having just fought a giant. Grasshopper.
Well, remember that the handicaps system was on, so if that was off, the grasshopper probably would have killed him in one punch.
But after the first couple of blows, the adrenaline takes over. The excitement of the arena.
Although he should look a little bit more fucked up, like Rocky looked.
Maybe some body wounds. Maybe sweating.
Yeah. Swelling a little bit.
Yeah.
That's my favorite in movies when, like, the action hero gets his ass kicked, and he's just not swallowing at all.
So Armstrong, you're full of surprises, aren't you?
I feel like his makeup's peeling.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me you were a fighter.
I didn't know I had to tell you I was a fighter.
It's a good idea, right, Mr. Rogar? Left
shoulder. You can also kind of see where they put the wig on.
Yeah.
Look. Look, do you want your main bad guy who's not going to fight to look good, or do you want the grasshopper man to look good? You got to pick. You got to pick.
I said with the right management. Ask around. Nobody gets to the championship circuit without Robor.
A lot of people refer to themselves in the third person of this, huh?
Tony from Mac Movies agrees with you, Zach.
Yeah.
Armstrong. Whether you like it or not, you're going to work for me.
Nobody tells me what to do.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Maybe you guys better leave before they...
It's such a fucking bitch being under all those fucking prosthetics. I can't imagine having to go in every day at 4 in the morning and being trapped in that all day.
Yeah.
Like, I know people are probably better at it than others. Some people are better at it than others. That's why you get, like, great character actors who are, like...
I haven't done too many. I've had prosthetics on, but nothing like as insane as that.
Yeah.
I'd like to try it at some point.
We've talked on the show before about Jim Carrey needing the CIA torture expert to give him lessons on how to disassociate. He felt like he was being buried alive. So there's all these shots of the Grinch just chain smoking and punching himself in the knee because it distracted him.
Yeah. Real quick, we talk about the great set design. This hospital room, not great.
No.
They have a big empty room with one table and then just a cabinet. Not even like a space cabinet. Something at your grandma's house in the back.
Ask your daughter, where's her Coroli and Nestulator?
Oh, I love it. Space comedy?
Holy shit, we're now in a fourth nightclub location. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Bad space comedy rules.
Zach, we need to remake Arena.
I think so.
I want you to be the space
comedian.
Yeah,
that's my cameo. Oh, I love his outfit, too. And he's just playing on the bar.
Oh, yeah, it's not even a stage. It's a bar.
Oh, awesome.
They got to reuse that mask. We'll give it different hair and a different outfit. It's a new mask.
Got a long way to go before that.
Yeah, how do you mean that?
I just mean that I want you to go along slowly.
Yeah, I bet you
I'm
do.
I'm not gonna get your shot, but I want you to do it my way.
I want you to go along slowly. That's why I had you go up against the giant grasshopper man. It's like, could you have started me off a little simpler?
Yeah, there wasn't like a gray available.
Yeah.
Somebody with a big
head. Yeah, like
to
a gray alien, yeah. A tribble? Can I find a tribble?
A critter?
Would the handicap system work with the triple, like, to even out, like, the triple bumps you and it's, like, the equivalent of, like, a human punch?
Quite a few human contenders. As a matter of fact, Marcus was his last champ. He loved the arena. And then Rogar came along and turned the sport into a business.
It is funny that even that at this point,
even in space, they were still trying to push white guys being good at boxing. It's like, really, guys? We figured it out on one planet who's good at fighting. Don't tell me that in a solar system you haven't figured out who's got the fast twitch muscles.
This is right in the prime of Iron Mike, too.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, look, when we remake Arena,
yeah,
we'll get a black guy to star. Everyone will call us woke, and they'll say they're going to boycott. They'll all pretend that they were big Arena fans. They're like, I'm boycotting the new Arena.
I say we recast it with Jake Paul this time.
Does he look more silver in some shots than others?
Yes, he does. Exceptionally more.
That, I mean, that's just how
it might be the lighting, too, though.
Yeah. He just looks shinier than he did. Oh, I forgot Horn's got, like, a robe. A cape. Not a bad fight. This lad shows promise.
Promise. He knocked him out of the ring. I remake it with, I don't know if he acts, but I'm watching The Traitors on Peacock right now. Yeah. And one of the contestants is Michael Jordan's son.
Okay.
And he's just a giant, handsome, charming man. And I can't believe he's not in movies.
Well, he saw his dad acting in Space Jam. I was probably like,
and actually, Deontay Wilder's in it, too. And he's really good. I think he could be a good actor for how good he is on a reality show. But yes, I do think Jake Paul is the move on this one, maybe. Or Jake Paul is a bad guy.
Yeah, you'd have to do the opposite. Like, Jake Paul looks like the hero in this, but he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then the good guy is Horn. That's it. It'll be our Creed reboot, but it'll be called Horn. Yeah. It's about Horn's son.
Horn Jr.
His name is just Horn.
Hey, don't mind him. He's just being horny.
That should have been a joke in this. What the?
Oh, this has got to be the music video. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Ooh.
Full Xanadu?
She loves the barbarian. Wait, I like that it... The caption did the first line of the song, and then it just went, Jake continues singing. They're like, we're not captioning this whole song.
This reminds me of Madonna in Vision Quest.
Okay. This at first, it reminded me of What's-Her-Face from the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah,
where it
turns
into a music video for like 5 minutes. And now he's got that hero struggle. He's like, oh, do I try to seduce the bad guy's girl or the girl that I'm supposed to have a professional relationship with? I can't choose which hot babe I want to hook up with. Very relatable. I know we've all been there.
Yeah. It'll come back in a second. Sometimes the TV does that. Don't worry.
Okay.
That just means somebody changed the input on something else.
Ah.
Have you ever seen, fuck, goddamn it, I gotta remember what the...
I've never seen Fuck, Goddamn It. Yeah, I gotta remember that. It sounds like a mouthful.
I've seen it a million times. It's the 70s alien movie, and it's like very like new wave and weird. The lady plays her own twin brother. Fuck. I'll think of it in a second.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's like aliens come to Earth, and they're killing heroin addicts because they, I'll see you in the gym tomorrow. Liquid Sky.
Okay. Hold on, I'm looking this up. So
it's very new wave, like right when new wave was like cutting edge.
Okay, hold on. Liquid.
Liquid Sky. And this has some very similar makeup to it, I think.
1982?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very artsy fartsy.
Whoa, that does look artsy fartsy.
And the bit is that these aliens come to Earth.
Oh my God! Yeah,
these aliens come who you never really see, but they're going to places with a lot of heroin addicts because they feed off serotonin.
Oh,
and they kill people as they have orgasms.
Oh,
And there's a long for no re- there's two for no reason full songs in it.
Okay.
And it's a lady does a song called Rhythm Box, and it's her with just a drum machine wearing it like a guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Doing like slam poetry. And it's got a very similar feel.
I want to check that out.
It's really cool.
So he's not just fighting for himself. He's fighting for the downtrodden.
First of all, thank you. But I can't accept this. I didn't do anything to deserve it. One fight?
Oh, and he's humble.
You fought 50 fights for this.
In real life, the ex-champion was poor. I'd be like, I want to give you my medal, but I sold it years ago. Yeah. So if it was here, I would be giving
I sold it to a memorabilia collector. Pay child support. There is nothing sadder than when shit shows up on Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh.
Well, is that like with like Oscars, the Academy? You technically don't own your own Oscar because they got tired of like people selling them. Like, nah,
yeah, the
that.
Saddest one was when Paul Bearer's Hall of Fame ring came in on Pawn Stars.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
Oh, come on, Bill. You need it. You didn't want that.
Ugh.
Or just Ric Flair who steals things.
Does he?
Fucking $25,000 NWA belt he refused to give back.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And now we got a cool montage.
This is how they get rid of the shitty
yeah.
aliens.
Don't do a close-up on that alien. Yeah, we have more 2D people in the background.
By the way, if this tournament was on Earth, it would be in Saudi Arabia. And the first five rows would just be sheiks on
yeah.
their phones,
like,
not watching the fights.
Like the crown jewel.
Like yeah, yeah, like all the WWE pay-per-views where no one is watching. And then all the women or children are like 100 yards back.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the worst way for Shawn Michaels to ruin the fucking greatest retirement possible.
God, those shows, I don't know if they've gotten better, but the Saudi Arabia shows
I won't
are
watch
rough.
Them.
Yeah, they're pretty
I have a more... It's. The one WWE pay-per-view, the two a year I refuse to watch. And I won't click on them on the network.
Yeah.
I'll watch a recap on YouTube.
So they don't get the...
But yeah. I refuse to click on it.
I remember before I got back into wrestling, a guy I worked with had it on. And there was like... They did like some promotional thing. They're like, come to Saudi Arabia. Like, we let women drive now. And it's like... It's not really a good sales pitch to America, dude. Like, mm-hmm. they've always been able to drive here.
Yeah. And if a flight's too expensive, just be a journalist. You can leave in a suitcase.
Oh, that was that. I think there was one where, like, Baron Corbin was like, heads will roll. And it was like 2-3 weeks after that guy got killed. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I would have rewritten that. Holy shit. He'll lose control of the championship
fights. He won't beat.
I just read, it was one of the old ex-writers, and he was talking about why he got fired.
Yeah.
And he was producing a segment, and it was, I can't remember the white guy, but it was like Kofi, it was all black wrestlers and a white guy
yeah.
on Martin Luther King, I might have been Pac or Drew McIntyre or somebody, and he was supposed to say to the black wrestlers, guys, I have a dream too, and it's to win the championship. And everyone collectively, Mark Henry, I think, was in it. And Mark Henry's like, he can't. The guy's like, I can't say that. Mark Henry's like, he can't say that. And the writer, like, took it to Vince, and he's like, he can't do it. And then he's like, tell him to say it. So they had one of the black wrestlers say it.
Okay.
But still set up the promo that the white guy was going for the championship.
Yeah.
And Vince went, that's not what I told you to film.
Jesus.
I wanted the white guy to say he had a dream, too.
I mean... That would work if it was like
a heel.
If he was a heel or if his character was like an idiot.
A moron.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be like a fiery babyface promo.
No.
I have a
plan of my own. Now you and your skeletal side. Remember Cody Rhodes gonna end racism speech? Remember
yep.
that in AEW? What the hell is that?
Ugh.
I'm about to have a mixed race baby, and racism is like, what the fuck? Can we get back to the wrestling? What is this?
Yeah, who'd have thought Cody would go on to make his dad's fucking racial commentary look subtle? Blue-eyed with a lot of soul. I can't remember whose story. It was one of the old school bookers that liked to have a black babyface champion.
Yeah.
It might have been, I can't remember who it was. But there's a story of, he goes, like, you're a black guy to put a title on. And Dusty goes, I'll be your black man, baby. I'm the voice of the people.
Someone on Cameo made me do his famous promo.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted me to do it in the voice. I'm like, I can't. I'll do it, but it's not going to be good. This feels like it was a Robot Jocks. This
does here. Look just like Robot Jocks.
Yeah.
By the way, if I did Cameo, I would only do it as Dusty Rhodes. Put your hand up to the television screen.
Look how cool. That's not even a main character. This,
it's cool as fuck.
This monster is only here for this scene to spar.
It looks like a Japanese girl's pet. You know, like the Japanese girls that have those giant dragons?
Yeah.
They, like, feed them, like, hot dogs and shit.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, it's like a throwaway character, and it's still, like, one of the most amazing practical effects ever.
Don't let him bite you.
So I think this is what that thing on the cover is supposed to be.
Okay, the shark.
Yeah, I showed Zach beforehand. There was, like, there's an alternate poster that's, like, all hand-drawn. And it looks like this thing with lobster claws, but its face is like a shark, like a great white shark.
It looks like Street Sharks.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they're re-releasing the Street Shark toys for the 30th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
And I gotta say, I think they got me.
I used to have the big one.
Yeah.
The big blue one, yeah.
Was it the puppet?
Yeah. Yeah. I had so much fun with that thing. You could take his fin off, and I used to, like, do, like, Jaws movies with it. It was awesome.
I've said this before on the show. There's certain things that are very visceral, and one of my best friends is on the spectrum. We were talking about how we remember things.
Yeah.
And he said, smell. And I was like, dude, I know what you mean, because I could tell you right now the way Street Sharks toys smell.
Yeah.
They smell different than every other toy. There's a rubber smell.
Mm-hmm.
And if I smelled it today, if you put it under my nose blindfolded, I would go, that's a Street Shark.
You know what? I have an action figure of Jab. I should have brought it to test this.
That kid's good.
Look, I want you to work on your combination.
Then there you go. That's the end of that monster character.
Yeah.
They could have been lazy and just had a human with, like, scales on his face. Like, no! Get us a giant monster. I'll take care of it.
Go take an eye on Bass, your muscles.
You think they repurposed any of these monsters for something else?
100%.
Like, remember that show, Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills?
I think I do.
Yeah, it was a, it was like a ripoff of Power Rangers, but it was more like toward teens, late night. What's his face? Otho from Beetlejuice is like their Zordon. But one of the monsters they fought was an unused humanoid T-Rex from the Super Mario Brothers movie. Like, in between Bowser's, like, de-evolution, he was going to be, like, this thing, and they ended up not using it, so they reused it for Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters. It looked cool.
My favorite reuse is Ernest Scared Stupid.
Which one did they reuse in that?
The Killer Clowns. The troll. Two of
right,
the
right, right.
Trolls,
yeah, they're, like,
repurposed. Because the Kyoto brothers did both.
Yeah.
So they just painted the Killer Clowns brown and made them trolls. And took the clown noses off of them.
Friggin', I saw, I think I saw them at a casino near me a few years ago. There was, like, in PA, there was, like, this event called, like, Awesome Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they did a Killer Clowns from Outer Space screening. I went to it, it was awesome, and they did a Q&A. And I don't know if I remember it wrong, but they just bitched about CGI the whole time.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I'm just like, I'm like, can someone ask them, like, just a like, what was a funny moment that had what happened on set? When did this end? Said they just bitched about CGI, and it's like, guys, talk about something else.
A lot of times Q&As, I think the people come in either with, I know what I talk about at these, and
yeah.
I tell the same five stories,
yeah.
Or they come in with an agenda.
Yeah.
You know, not to do another wrestler impression right away. I did a Q&A. I moderated a Q&A for a wrestler. And I don't want to name him, but the first question was, did your snake ever bite anybody?
Oh, wow. I wonder who you could be talking about.
And he went from that within 3 minutes to, my father was a pedophile. And I didn't hold my youngest daughter on my lap till she was 19 years of age in fear that I would be sexually aroused by my own children.
Man, I don't know who you could possibly be talking about. I mean, you haven't narrowed it down for me at all.
I think he doesn't like that I tell that story.
Wait. Is it Glacier from WCW? Are you talking about Glacier?
Well, maybe a few years ago, somebody opened for him after that and told that story right before he had to go on stage.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
Waved at him and walked back to the green room.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm like 0 in a million with meeting wrestlers. It's always a fucking top to bottom nightmare. Other than shout out two coolest dudes, Tommy Dreamer, and you'll talk about a man who lights up a room, Mark Henry.
Really,
the most cat. I mean, charisma.
I would love to be him.
You could not believe the funniest, bright. Like you just smile. He walked I was working with Mark Henry on something, and he walked into a room, and it's just a room full of people, like, not wrestling people necessarily.
Yeah.
He goes, "What does everybody want?" And I'm like, "Head?" And from behind his giant back, he just takes out two packages of Oreos and goes, "Cookies."
You're doing Al Snow's thing.
And I'm like, everybody does want cookies.
I think he's supposed to be DJing at some event. On Mania weekend.
He rules, dude.
We had the Blue Meanie on my show.
Awesome. My dad.
Yeah, your dad. I reviewed he's making out with the bad guy's girl.
Nice.
We had the Blue Meanie on. We talked about No Holds Barred. And he's a good time. He's a great guy.
I've only met him briefly and I really liked him, but he trained one of the wrestlers I manage.
Oh, really?
I know nothing but nice things about the Blue Meanie.
No, Blue Meanie's great. One of the best wrestlers. Worst wrestler, Kid Osborne. Just trash.
Oh, absolute piece of garbage.
Garbage human being.
Wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire.
I know. I don't know why people let... I guess everyone likes midget wrestling, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's always wrestling, like, average height people. I don't get the gimmick.
Yeah, it seems unfair.
Yeah.
Do you think they have the same thing in this movie? They have, like, they turn on the thing that makes it even so that they don't just step on him?
How else could he possibly win a fight? Yeah.
Fucking piece of garbage.
You know, this miniature didn't look good in previous shots, and here it's looking great.
Here it looks gorgeous, yeah. It looks like a shake weight, kind of, though.
Remember shake weights? I see those in thrift stores all the time, because I guess people wised up that they are bullshit.
I've seen two or three wrestlers use them as their gimmick.
Yeah.
But the first person I saw was my buddy Mr. Fitness, too. He was managed by the Midnight Rose. Shout out, greatest manager of all time. Ooh. On my arm right here. And he would come out with the shake weight, and they would have a gimmicked one they would hit people with. Nice little crack.
Yeah, but no boob. Also, that looks like the bed from Superman 2.
That looks like Troy McClure's room all the fish.
I am Troy McClure.
I've heard a bunch of rumors about him and what happened at the aquarium. Oh, there's Titty.
Hold on.
Oh, it was out. She put it away, but it was out.
I think she might have had a pasty on. I'm not sure. Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't trust this bitch.
I mean, I don't trust most women, but definitely.
Yeah,
not
but
her.
Especially not the girlfriend of the bad guy.
That's a James Bond move there. James Bond usually cucks the bad guys. Remember when he slept with Grace Jones in a movie? Cuck Christopher Walken? That movie's insane. A View to a Kill?
Yeah.
I think technically Christopher Walken is like a part horse clone Nazi baby. I'm like, that is no wonder they like rebooted it after that. There's no bouncing back from that.
Never liked James Bond until I saw one on an old one on a big screen, and then I started to love it. I saw Goldfinger on 35.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Then I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny. Some of those movies, you need to see on the big screen.
Well, when you're a kid, I think, our generation, when you're a kid, you're watching all these movies that are for kids.
Yeah.
So that your attention span.
Yeah.
James Bond is a little slow.
I guess I got lucky because my grandfather, if he wanted to watch something,
yeah,
there was no stopping him. We were watching whatever. So I had to watch like all that. So I like got patience through movies. So I was able to watch like more mature movies as a kid because I had no other choice. Mm-hmm. But I could get other, if, like, if you're watching like Power Rangers and shit, and you put a James Bond, like, why isn't he fighting all the time?
Big fucking thumb.
You're not falling for him, are you?
He's got big farmer hands.
This is definitely padding out the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. They went hard. I will give them that first.
We're an hour in. We're an hour and change
they
in.
They went hard for an hour. This is the bathroom break. This is the bathroom break. I do like when, like, there are movies where that's, like, a factor. Like, we need, like, a scene that slows down where you won't, if you miss it, it won't be anything.
I actually think there's nothing wrong with an intermission. I thought that was the coolest thing that Hateful Eight did.
Yeah. No, that helped a lot.
In the roadshow, the 15-minute piss break?
Yep. Although, look, I like that movie, but I'm like, it didn't need to be that long.
No. I mean,
I miss Tarantino's old editor. I understand she fell off a cliff. Like, I get it.
Well, it's so funny that you could tell when she died.
Yeah.
Because she was the only one, I think, that had the pull to go, no.
Yeah.
We don't need to see this person drive for 30 minutes in the middle of a movie.
I still haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's so much driving for nothing.
I heard Lena Dunham was in it. I'm like, I can wait till video. And then I just never got around to it. And it's not like I don't like it. I still like all his new movies. But yeah, that editor, he needs to.
Yeah, Lena Dunham was in it. Some other people were in it I don't like. The girl that hosted the first ever open mic I used to do was not nice to me.
Oh.
And she was in it.
Wow.
And that put a real sour on it for me. And then it's just hilarious that the Bowling Sisters are in it. I don't know if you know who they are.
No.
They did a Trump movie called BC Butcher.
Okay.
And they both look 12, and they have looked 12 forever.
Wow.
And they're two of the Manson's girls. So they're cast very well.
Okay.
One of them is also in Veronica, the Danzig horror movie.
Yeah. I don't know, I'll see it eventually, but I'd rather watch Arena, to be honest. All
right. Yeah, I feel like you could watch like five scenes from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and kind of get it.
Well, remember he like re-edited Hateful Eight to be like a miniseries.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, fine. I need to really show this crucifix for 10 minutes. Like, dude. Help me get ready. But yeah, I did do the road show. It was a cool occasion.
It was cool. It was really fun.
Yeah. I still have the big booklet they gave for it. And I watched the movie once since then, and never again.
I think I've put it on once or twice since then. I've enjoyed it. It is an undertaking.
Mm.
I have not watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood again.
Same thing like Django. I own Django. I've only seen it like a few times.
I watched that a couple times.
But like the first few he did, like I'll watch Reservoir Dogs like all the goddamn time. That's still my favorite of his, Reservoir Dogs.
It's mine as well.
Yeah. Did you ever play the game? The PS2
No,
game?
But I've watched playthroughs of it.
I got to do a video on it at some point, but I love that it's like
the dynamic, the whole people hostage dynamic is really cool.
But it's fun to think that like in the movie when they leave the warehouse, they shot 17 helicopters.
Yeah.
And then they came back and they didn't bring it up. Like that game.
They had an entire Grand Theft Auto style adventure.
Yeah. At no point when they come back do they go like, "Hey, you'll never believe it. We shot 17 helicopters.
We killed so many people."
Like, I think I have the new record for most kills. Anyway, where's the diamond? Like, what the fuck? This game doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we just killed 400 people, and they get back to the warehouse. My dad's gonna be mad! That's my other one of my other impressions. I can only do one line of. You ready? Stop pointing that gun at my dad!
That was that Chris Penn, right?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in eighth grade, I got cast in Footloose as his character, Willard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tried to do his voice for Reservoir Dogs, even though it didn't make any sense for the character in the actual play. Because I loved Reservoir Dogs at that point. Chris Penn, gone too soon.
I was in Romeo and Juliet in middle school, and I was Samson, and all I did was Sammy Capulet from Romeo and Juliet.
Stop pointing that gun at my dad. Stop pointing that gun at my dad.
He's a rat.
Look at that.
Yeah,
don't do close-ups on those. Why are you doing?
Well, they were sat in the cardboard and black people section. Space is a very racist, horrible place.
There are some aliens that are just immobile.
Yeah.
But they want to enjoy the show. Don't put them in front of the camera.
I mean, that would be hilarious if we were one of the worlds is like Paper Mario.
So when we remake this, the plot line should be that, like, this arena fighting is so popular, and we're going to, like, one-up them. It'll be basically AEW, but, like, and in that case, we only have to fill one half of the arena.
Perfect.
All the ex-arena fighters are now wrestling in the new arena.
Back in my day, the arena fighting was real. They were big, tough alien motherfuckers. Not these 5-foot little alien dipshits flipping off shit and shooting lasers. Okay? Back in my day, Horn would get you by the balls and throw you out the goddamn ring. Motherfucker.
They're like, guys, Horn's going to have his retirement match in front of 12 people.
God damn.
We'll get Sting to play Horn. It'll be great.
Motherfucker.
And Kevin Nash, and back when I did alien fighting, you went back there, it looked like fucking San Quentin, man. These guys are playing their fucking video games.
We'll bring this guy back, Armstrong, and he'll be like Bret Hart.
Yeah.
He'll be like Horn Jr. I told him not to kick me in the head, and he did. And it's like, sir, you've covered that. This interview is about your new cookbook. I'm just telling you, I really hate Horn Jr. For ruining my... Sir,
Hornburg. Hornburg.
Yeah, Hornburg. It's like, sir, can we talk about anything else? Like, you've made it very clear you don't like Hornburg. Look, if you want to get to
Rogar, then go out there and fight Horn and win. I do slip into Cornette very quick. And the thing about Cornette... Yeah. I agree with him 85% of the time.
Yeah.
And then he'll say one sentence where I'm like, God damn it, Jim.
He blocked me.
Yeah.
I called him a cuck, but I mean, he is, right? He never denied it.
No, dude, when all that shit came out, he goes, so I'm being accused of having an interest in sex life. Well, to some, Jim.
Yeah.
To some of us, interesting sex life is not watching my wife suck Big Show's dick. Yeah. You know.
Funny
motherfucker! Fat piece of shit talking about me on your fucking podcast. Nobody's fucking watching. Fucking fat faggot.
Sorry, Jim.
The funny thing is, YouTube will show me like what my audience is watching. So many of them watch Jim Cornette. I'm like, fuck! I need him to unblock me so I can talk to him. He's one of those guys that's like a little too old school. It's like, I get you loved wrestling at one point and you wanted to always be like that, but come on, man, it's going to change.
I mean, I always try to disagree with him, but then he's like, Walter, now that's how I fucking wrestle. I'm like, yeah, it is, Jim. That is how I cut it, too. Yeah. Yeah, that is a real man.
Poor Walter, to quote Keith Lee. I love that meme. He's like, when they change his name and Keith Lee... all high that he was in AEW. He's like, oh, poor Walter now. Walter's like the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion. Last time I saw Keith Lee, I think he was blonde and had a cape.
Yeah.
And they like forced him into the tag team. So, and I loved Keith Lee. Like, I was hoping when he went to AEW, they push him properly. And instead, he bounced around the tag team. Now I don't even know what he's doing. Is he even on camera anymore?
I posted a match the last time I saw Evolve.
Yeah.
It was Austin Theory was there. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Matt Riddle versus Keith Lee.
Yeah.
And Walter versus Darby Allin.
Oh, nice.
And Walter Darby Allin was the shit.
Yeah. I got to see Keith Lee wrestle Damian Priest, like, before Damian Priest, like, even aired on NXT.
Was he Punishment Martinez?
No, he was Damian Priest. It was weeks before he finally showed up. Yeah.
Because he trained at the Monster Factory.
Yeah.
With me, Meanie.
Okay, yeah.
And my buddy Twitch trained there as well. Yeah. He was Punishment Martinez.
Yeah.
They tell funnies because Matt Riddle trained there too.
Yeah.
And they told me one time that they're literally doing like blow up drills in the ring. Like trying to like make you puke.
Yeah.
And a pizza guy walks in like fucking Spicoli.
Yeah.
And goes, somebody order a large pie. And just Matt Riddle goes, rolls out of the ring, eats the entire pie, rolls back in the ring, and keeps doing blow up drills. And they're like, how the fuck did you do that? And he's like, I need to eat that much or else that's just.
Yeah.
That's my metabolism.
Yeah.
All right, now we got the fight.
It's like, I say the same thing about Takeshita. It's like, are you a man or a horse? How are you built like that? That is a cool looking thing, too.
Yeah. Horn is awesome. When we do our Creed style horn reap.
Yeah.
I'm one of Horn's.
Yeah, little
12
horn.
Kids.
Little Horn. I ain't never met my daddy Horn, but he was a great man. Oh, dude, that would be so funny. Horn's got all illegitimate children. They're all waiting to see him, and he just blows by them all. There's just ladies holding little Horn babies. You son of a bitch! Dude, that's the story. It's like the ladies that hang out at NBA hotels to try and get pregnant. It's just the ladies trying to get fucking alien cum so they can retire. There's just some lady with a fucking Brazilian butt lift holding an alien.
Wasn't that the theory with Lana Rhodes, sports star Lana Rhodes? Who's that NBA guy they think she slept with?
Well, that's like a whole culture of like chicks like look up the hotel they're staying at.
Oh, he's plugging into the computer like the Matrix?
That's pretty sick.
Did the Wachowskis rip this off?
It's not the only thing they ripped off. So cool, dude. I love every part. Thank you so much for bringing this to my attention.
I'm shocked you didn't know about it. It's awesome. And I really wish it had... I mean, it has a bit of a cult following, but I really wish it would have...
Yeah, but
not
what it deserves.
Yeah, because it's decently paced. It's got a great action, a great story.
Just threw a dropkick.
Yeah. It could look way worse than it does, but it looks pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, it looks better than Power Ranger Bad Guys.
Yeah.
Which is what I think you would compare it to. Mm.
Oh, we got a call back to the fish guy from earlier.
You loved it, didn't you, you pig?
Is he like, is this like Scarface when like Robert Loggia kind of knows he's being cucked by Tony?
That description of why they aren't just ripping him apart is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a minotaur.
Yeah.
He's a cyborg minotaur. That's fucking fun.
Again, it's basically Doom. The cyber demons from Doom.
Go ahead. What's going on?
I like that. Ugh.
Did he really need to plug his head in for that? It seems like he's just doing it.
Well, his head's a computer.
But he's on a computer.
Look, I don't know how the space arena works. All right. Uh-oh. Now we have some stakes here. It's being rigged. I like that they don't do the red and blue filter for the whole match.
Yeah.
I do wish the human character had cooler armor.
Yeah.
But I guess that plays into...
Well, it's kind of like a Flash Gordon kind of thing, too, right?
The only thing it's missing is constant advertisements everywhere.
Yeah.
We need that in the arena, too. Space Prime. Prime energy drink.
Yeah, with a big bottle right in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
You know what else it could use? Big titted alien ring card girls.
Oh, 100%.
When we do the remake.
Yeah.
Just, I bet like four tits. Six tits like a dog with a bikini and they're holding up. But the numbers are like silly space writing.
I want one of them to just look like a beetle and everyone's confused. Like, no, trust, on that planet, that's really
the hottest
hot. It's like the hottest woman on that planet.
You could have the number of tits match the round number. Round one, it's just one giant tit in the middle of her chest.
Like Woe from Kung Pao. That is such a good suit. And like these practical effects and like makeup effects had to be good because of how brightly lit they are. Like,
yeah.
You can't hide them in the dark.
Yeah, you can't see seams or anything.
Yeah.
I bet having the half robot part helped that, though.
Yeah.
Because you can almost hide how they got in it by having it be the difference between the metal and the flesh.
And look, that's just very elastic, flexible metal. That's just how metal works in space.
Yeah.
It's not because it's rubber. It's.
I do like that he's got a metal codpiece, assuming that his dick got blown off in a fight.
That's how he gets around all the women that are like, you're my baby daddy. Nope, my cock was blown up.
All right, I got a surgery.
So he's sick, and they're messing up with the handicapper.
I'm like genuinely invested in this.
I know.
This is like a good movie.
Every time I watch it, I get more into it every time I watch it. I'm like,
God, I love that they are injecting him with shit.
Yeah. So they're juicing him and how's Armstrong going to get out of this? Space Mickey is here to save the day.
You gotta stick and move, dude. This guy looks so much like that's so Star Trek-y.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Borg.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't find the word I wanted. I feel like he could walk faster if he grabbed each rail with one of his four hands. Yeah, right? That is great. And he has a neck brace on, too, right?
I know.
That's so funny.
That poor guy. You can't catch a break in this movie.
So now, if we do the remake, we have one of those lose the first fight, and then dinner is sushi.
Is that fighter going to make it to dinner? Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
You can say he's here.
You can say we're having him for dinner.
You can say we killed him and made him. Wait, no. Don't listen to that part.
You can say we ate him. He's in our stomachs right now.
What was the name of that kid?
Uter. It was Uterwurst.
Uter left, and now we're eating Uterwurst at Uterfest?
I hope his head just explodes.
So I like that he talks to his head and calls it skull.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. That's just what I wanted.
Now there's no handicaps at all.
Look at the handicaps. 8, 7, 9.
I do like the computer ref, so it's completely unbiased.
Yeah.
Dude, this is phenomenal.
In our remake, can we have the lady ref from AEW that constantly wants to be on camera?
Oh, yeah. Aubrey?
Yeah. I love that montage of her being like, you know, you're not really supposed to see me. And it's like her constantly trying to get on camera. Okay, not the best effect.
Yeah, that was a little silly. Of all the things. He did just murder a man.
And the match continues.
And the match continues.
I feel like if a man fell from the stands and splattered in front of everyone, they'd stop the match.
Hey, good for us for neither of us making an Owen Hart joke.
I wasn't going to say it.
Wasn't going to say it either.
Glad I wasn't even going to reference it, but you couldn't help yourself,
glad
could
we didn't.
You?
That would have been very rude and untimely and disrespectful. And I never would do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For not doing that.
No, that hurt my soul to say Owen's my favorite of all time. It's Owen, Cactus,
and
then from down there. But Owen and Cactus are always my top two.
Owen was good. I remember that night when that happened. And I remember kids afterwards being like, I got to see the whole thing. I'm like, no, there was a delay. Like, you didn't see it. Like, shut up.
Oh! Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah! That's another fun thing I like, that they were spraying the aliens down. Like, oh, this is spray to cool you down. It's also not KY to make you look shiny on camera. Yeah. Boom!
So it's boxing and kind of sumo.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
A little bit of wrestling in there. Yeah. With the costumes.
Kind of want him to get up.
Mm-hmm. I recently reviewed Rocky, and I feel the same way at the end of this movie. Just as powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is he's...
Is he didn't have sex with a mentally challenged woman.
Yeah. But the problem with this is he kind of has two love interests, so...
Yeah.
Like, which one runs into the ring and tells him he loves him, or they love him?
All right, guys, now let's rush down in an orderly fashion.
Oh, he picked her!
I mean, her boobs is rocking in that outfit.
And he already hooked up with the other one.
Yeah, now best of both worlds.
Yeah.
He was an excellent lover. There's a guy, if they go back to that crowd shot, there's a guy in purple who just does not know what to do. He's just got his hands over his head, and he's looking around trying to copy what other people are doing.
He should pull his dick out like that guy in Teen Wolf. Just pull it out.
It's this guy. He's got the purple jumpsuit on. Get out of the shot, ball guy. Get out of the fucking shot.
Keep in mind, everyone's cheering. A man just died. And they don't know the
They're
context.
Stepping over a dead rat man.
They don't know that he's a bad guy or what. All they know is that a man fell
out of the sky.
And splattered, and everyone's like, yeah! It's over, it's over. Guess what? It's over. Ah. His fighter lost, and his girlfriend's breaking up with him. Because apparently he only manages just that one fighter and has... No other source of income, I guess.
Oh, is she gonna tell?
Oh. He's like, let's invite her to the polycule.
Boom! Bam! Bitch went down. Sydney, super bitch. Well, that lady did nothing.
I love the trope where the good guy's girlfriend.
Oh,
the
wait,
bad
did
guys...
she make him sick with whatever she put in his drink?
Yeah.
Okay. She's fine, though.
But I like the trope of the good guy's girlfriend fighting the bad guy's girlfriend. I did that in my senior thesis. I had the main character's girlfriends fight each other. The first human title owner in over 50 years. Now, what is in store for this young man? No one can say. But one thing is certain. As long as there are Steve Armstrongs out there in the universe, there will always be.
contenders. Dude, that was awesome. Thank you Told so you. Much, dude. Absolutely loved it. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show. Please check out Hack the Movies. Great, great fucking show, you guys. If you guys like this show, you are going to love it. Very similar vibe. Very informative, very funny. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.